Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Allison Ray, the Director of Marketing with the FEI Group. Allison, you doing okay?
I'm fantastic. Thanks, Kemp.
It's been a couple years since we've done an interview. I know you've been busy recently with this meeting. We're at the FEI Group annual meeting in Cambridge, Maryland, and you've come up with some great theme materials, the crabs and the rustic wood. So these are some of the things you do. You focus in marketing. This group has evolved. We'll get into some of the things that you're doing with them. A little background first. You've been with this organization for 15 years, right?
I sure have. Yep. It's been a quick 15 years.
And before that, you were with Yahoo, right?
Yes, I was. That was my first job right out of college.
We've had some good debates around social media. Most of your members have a B2B focus. The two that we track in the flooring business either service single-family builders or they service apartment group ownership companies. So they're not really engaging the consumer. As we think about social media, what role do you think that plays for your members?
You know, I've had the same position on social media for the last 5 years or so, and that is that it's not for everyone. I certainly don't discourage it, but it's not something that I have proactively promoted to our members simply because of the nature of their business and the type of marketing that they do is unique, being in that they are B2B businesses.
So, you know, social media is probably obviously Facebook and Snapchat, but it's also LinkedIn, and I think some of them do have some type of presence on LinkedIn, right?
They do, yeah. In fact, I'm connected to a number of our members on LinkedIn. And I find LinkedIn to be a very helpful resource in terms of, you know, connecting to individuals that are in our industry. But I also find a platform like Houzz to be very relevant to our members. Their target audience is there. Remodelers, home buyers, builders are all there. So in terms of a platform that I would recommend, Houzz would be one for sure.
You know, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago, we were in Austin, Texas, and you had a seminar, which I attended, that was about digital marketing, and many of your members didn't even have good websites. Now, that's all been remedied by now, right?
I'd like to think so, yeah. I hope everybody has a website by now, but it's more than just a website. It's, of course, a website and a mobile site, but it's about branding, and it's about telling your company story and communicating to your customers and your prospective customers your professionalism and your expertise, and doing that in such a way that you tell a consistent story across every marketing channel in your organization. And that's not always an easy thing. I mean, these businesses today are so busy, and they've got different departments, and you might have one person working on one piece of collateral over here and another person working on something entirely different, and the two don't match. And so now all of a sudden you've got a confusing marketing message. And so the idea is that you sit down as a team and possibly with me, and we come up with a message for your business that you think reflects who you are. And then we build a marketing story around that image and then ultimately build a brand that is recognizable in the marketplace.
It's been pointed out at this meeting that you have a record attendance. Part of the reasons this organization keeps growing is you keep adding these different sections of business. I mean, you started with the single-family home builder, then you added the multifamily, then you added the cabinet business, and then you added the kitchen and bath section of it. And your role, in addition to promoting the FEI Group, is to provide marketing services to your member clients. In addition to the websites, what are some of the other things that you do for them?
We do a number of things. The website is certainly the most popular, but we offer e-newsletter campaigns, and we offer a design center selection software and builder education materials. We also offer direct mail pieces and brochures and any kind of corporate branding material like business cards and stationery and corporate folders and things like that that sometimes aren't so obvious. It's not so obvious to businesses that they need these things.
How do you balance your time between promoting the FEI Group and working for member clients?
We, after having been with this company for so many years, it's happened very organically. I've reached a very good balance between what I do for our members and what I do for our team proper. At the end of the day, I absolutely love what I do. I really enjoy my job, so I don't spend a lot of time thinking about how much work I've done for our groups versus how much I've done for FEI Group proper, but I'd like to think that it's even.
How has your job changed in the last 15 years?
We have such a diverse group now. You know, we've got a couple groups that have a big retail, major retail component to them, so, you know, we're doing more and more retail marketing. Certainly with the advent of the mobile website, that's been a major request from members over the years. In general, I've grown as a person, so maybe that's probably the biggest change, is that as you get a little bit older and you've been doing this for a long time, the growth is there personally.
Now, I'm sure since you're a one-man team, you probably reach out and use, depending on what a member client needs, you use different vendor resources, right?
That's correct. And the thing that's unique about us in that way is that I don't use ad agencies or big marketing firms. I work with independent contractors. I do that because they're often much less expensive. And because of that, our work for our members is much less expensive. So I think that makes us a little unique as well.
Allison, you moderated a breakout session today on the different generations and some of their characteristics. You know, we talk about these millennials nowadays. Give us a quick summary of the lessons you were teaching at that event.
Yeah, so we issued a statement today that may have been somewhat controversial, but we submitted to the folks in the room that generation labels don't exist and that we're all just people and we all want the same thing. You know, we all value culture in a business and we all value work ethic and relationships. And while certainly there might be a handful of millennials that are grouped into a certain stereotype, they're not all going to be lazy and self-entitled. But we challenged the group today to step back and consider the culture in their business and the type of people that they hire versus looking at age groups and that sort of thing.
And what generation are you?
I'm Generation X.
All right. Well, it's good to spend time with you. Again, been talking to Allison Ray, the Director of Marketing with the FEI Group, at their annual meeting in Cambridge, Maryland. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.